Unit 1. Travelling to every country in the world.
Welcome to today's show. Today, we'll hear from the youngest person to travel to every country in the world, Lexi Alford. Welcome, Lexi. Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Lexi, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners? What do you do? Where are you from?
Sure. I'm a 21-year-old woman from a small town in Northern California, and I broke the Guinness World Record for the youngest person to travel to every country. I was able to travel to 196 countries by working as a photographer, travel writer, social media influencer, and travel consultant at my family's travel agency in California. My trip around the world took nearly 3 years to complete.
Congratulations! You recently broke the last record by a remarkable 3 years. What inspired you to take on this challenge?
I first had the idea to travel to every country when I graduated from college at 18 years old. At that time, I had traveled to 70 countries with my family. That's when everyone started asking me what I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to pursue something less traditional than a 9-to-5 job, and I wanted to see as much of the world as possible while I was still young and capable. I knew I would regret it for the rest of my life if I didn't attempt to beat it, and little did I know at the time, it would put me on a path towards an unbelievable adventure.
As someone who's traveled to all 196 countries, what countries make your top five and why?
Indonesia for the scuba diving, Egypt for the incredibly well-preserved history, Pakistan for the kindness of its locals, Venezuela for its natural beauty, and Iceland because it's the most unique island in the world.
What was the most challenging country to visit?
Many countries required very demanding visa applications, but the most intense country I visited was Yemen. I traveled there on an assignment as a photographer, which is why I was able to receive a business visa. Mainland Yemen is, in my opinion, the most unstable country in the world, and I wouldn't recommend going there unless you have a lot of travel experience.
Not everyone is going to travel to every country in the world, but for those listeners who are anxious about traveling, what advice would you give them?
One of the hardest aspects of anything is the beginning. Travel isn't ever going to be convenient, especially if you're just starting out. My best advice would be to not wait until someone else will go on a trip with you if that's what is holding you back. It's okay to take baby steps. Go on a road trip close to home first, then go to a country like Italy or Indonesia that has plenty of infrastructure for tourism and that is easy to navigate. Whatever you do, don't compare your work in progress to someone else's masterpiece.
You are an inspiring solo female traveler. Do you have any guidance to share with our female listeners about traveling solo?
The most important rules I have for myself when I'm traveling solo are pretty simple. Rule number one is that I don't drink or do drugs. When you're alone as a woman, it's important to stay in control of yourself and to be aware of your environment in order to avoid being taken advantage of. Rule number two is not to wander around at night alone. Of course, there can be small exceptions to these rules, like going out at night with a big group of people you met at the hostel and only having a drink or two. The rules can make evenings really boring, but if you're wanting to avoid any kind of trouble, these are the rules that kept me safe through 196 countries. On the bright side, the rules encourage you to go to sleep early and wake up to make the most of every travel day you have.
You must have had some pretty amazing adventures along your travels. Tell us about a memory which sticks out in your mind.
Visiting this tiny island in the South Pacific turned out to be one of my favorite memories from traveling solo. I found Samoa to be one of the only islands in the South Pacific geared more towards adventure than romance. The locals were incredibly hospitable. You can expect to be invited into someone's house for faiai eleni, the traditional coconut-flavored fish.
Now you've traveled to every country in the world. Where are you planning to travel next?
I'm on my way to Morocco to give a talk at a travel conference in Marrakech next week.
Thank you, Lexi, for sharing your travel experiences and thoughts with us. If there are any viewer questions for Lexi, she will be live on the show for another hour to answer them and share her expertise with you.